Hey, silly bitch, it's Tanner.
Hey, babe.
It's Freddie. And we're gay besties. Yes, we're gay, which means we like boys.
And dick.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And I'm sorry for the audio quality. I have to use my phone today because, well, we recorded an episode yesterday, and I don't think we're going to upload it because it's really messy.
It's really messy. And so the hey, babe, bitch was on there. And it was a mess, y'all. She is a fucking mess.
It was funny, but it was just like, oh my god.
She is a mess. I'm like, would not stop talking.
Yeah, I was like, girl, don't interrupt me. Anyway. So I think we're going to talk about what we were talking about yesterday. So we're going to talk about,
we're going to talk about sex working. We're going to see... I have a different opinion than Tanner does. My opinion is that it should be not legal, and Tanner thinks that it should be legal.
Oh, so you just try to be the opposite of me because that's what the bitch from yesterday was doing?
I'm going
to
say exactly what she said. Word for word.
Okay.
Am I going
so
first
make no,
or you?
Make no fucking sense then?
Am I going first or you?
You can go first.
Okay. So, I believe that sex working shouldn't be legal. We should stick to OnlyFans and stuff. because these ugly bitches are...
Y'all, that's what she said. Ugly bitches are on OnlyFans.
And she was like, they don't pay taxes. I'm like, you pay taxes on OnlyFans, dummy.
Yeah, but...
So, Tanner, tell your reason why you think it should be legalized.
Oh, I think it should be legal. I think brothels would be a really good idea. And yes, they would be taxed.
But so you think it should be illegal if they're not in a brothel?
If they go through the right, process of, like, I think there should be, like, getting a motherfucking job or, like, getting, freelance shit, you know?
So you're saying each like bitch should have their own LLC?
Not necessarily. I don't know. Just as long as they're, like, I guess, just paying taxes, but I think... Since they are, it's kind of, if they're in a brothel, I think it'd be better because they can get, like, they should be able to get, like, free STD testing and just making sure that they're healthy, so they're not passing it on to their customers, and, you know, they pay their taxes or whatever, but, you know, they can get health insurance, they can get all this other stuff, Yeah, I think it would be
great. And you're saying testing should be free. Why should it be free just for them?
Because they are in the sex working position, profession. And, you know, they should be healthy because, like, they're just fucking people, you know? And
are they fucking people or are they just fucking people?
They're fucking people. And... You know, sex working is a really dangerous job, you know. You see a little Cindy falls down the well. That bitch is on the news immediately. But a man murders six sex workers, chops off their nipples, shoves a cucumber up their ass, and leaves her to dead on the side of the road. The police are like, I don't see nothing. No dead person. Because the police ain't shit, and the general public don't... They don't really care about sex workers. I care about sex workers, obviously, but I'm just saying the general public don't give a fuck.
Why do you care about sex workers?
Because I listen to true crime, I listen to all this stuff, and I've seen that they're mistreated. And I guess I stick up for people that I feel are mistreated, I don't know. And I feel like if it was legalized, they would probably get treated better and people wouldn't shame them for being sex workers.
But there's a lot of sex workers around here who look a mess. But there's different types of sex working, like online sex workers, mm-hmm. prostitutes, escorts, what's the other shit? Yeah, there's some more shit.
A masseuse?
So, yeah, as they're calling it now. So, escorting is legaler than prostitution, isn't it?
Isn't that all the same thing?
What's the difference between escorting? Hey Babe told me that escorting is like they take you out to eat and stuff and then you have sex. It's like you're going on dates.
Oh.
Yeah, they call it dates.
But he be putting his dick in you afterwards.
Yes, but they're basically prostituting. They're getting money for it. But I guess prostitutes to Hey Babe is like, does these bitches out on the street walking around, hey, you want to suck it, suck $5? That's what she thinks is prostitute.
I would not, I charge more if I did that, $5, but.
Well, hey, babe, yesterday was saying that she charges for 15 minutes.
$60. What does she call it, Freddie?
A bareback blowjob.
What the fuck is a bareback blowjob?
It means you don't wear a condom. I'm like, who sucks a dick without a condom on unless you got a latex fetish?
Oh my god. So, anyway, it was like, for 15 minutes, I charge $60. I was like, what the fuck? Now, hey, babe, is not, I wouldn't say a 10, but she's, you know, a good.
Oh, you want to put her, you want to put your dick in her. She's hot. I mean, not.
Hey, babe,
is hot.
Hey, babe, is not hot. She's a beautiful person, like her personality,
when she's not fucking crazy.
Whenever she can pee.
Oh my god. I'm dehydrated.
Drink water. Yo, this bitch was in rehab. I was
not making fun of people that have been in rehab.
We were very proud of her. Like, yes, very. We were happy. Like, okay, she's getting her shit together.
Yes.
And then she calls us one day. It was like, I need you to come pick me up. We're like, bitch, you just got there. You're supposed to be there, you know, about 2 months, three, you know.
You're supposed to be there, mama.
Cass was like, they told me I had to take a pee test and I can't pee.
And I was like, she's like, I'm dehydrated. And I was like, drink water?
And her ass is like, I can't. How the fuck can't you drink water, bitch?
Is your throat not working? Girl, we know your throat's working.
The way she said her.
Oh my god, yesterday when she said that she sucked her dick.
Oh my god. So she was talking about dick sucking or whatever.
Which we're going to talk about earlier. I'm going to share some tips.
Biting and shit. And I was like, you be doing that to people? And her ass was like, yeah, but I wouldn't do that to you because you're my best friend. And I was like, to make it known to everyone, she has never in her life performed oral anything on me. Get it correct. And I had her clarify herself. So that's one reason why, as well, we're not.
And when she said that, I was like,
yeah.
I was like, what you not be telling
this
me,
this bitch
friend?
Is trying to get somebody caught up, and I'm good. Fuck her. Anyway, so we're back on our fucking topic. So the people that are not in the brothels,
mm-hmm.
the ones that are out here, the
freelancers.
The freelancers, how are we going to know that they're paying their taxes and that they're doing all this correctly?
Well, I don't know. How do they know that, like, I don't know.
Don't know the brothel is doing their taxes.
No, I know. How would they know if a bitch is just like, I don't know, just freelancing, fucking, I don't know.
If they see them walking down the street, asking.
Walking down the street.
In my 6'4", jocking them bitches. Spanking the whores. I don't know what the song even is.
Anyways.
I'm uncomfy. Okay, so we're done with that one.
But yeah, we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
Yes.
And we're back.
We're back. So, now in this part, I'm going to ask Tanner a few questions about his gay sexual experiences.
Oh my god.
Everyone wants to know Tanner because you seem like this little sweet little person. But we know what you be doing.
I'm a freak little bitch.
You be fucking.
Oh my god. A freak little I don't be bitch. Fucking that many people. Shut up,
okay.
Mama.
Okay, Mama. So, my first question is to you. My first question to you is, tell me about your first time douching.
Oh, my God. I don't want to tell that story. I told it yesterday. Oh,
you
got
to re-say it.
I was 14, I think. And,
why would you fuck it at 14?
Because I was putting stuff up my booty hole.
Oh, the plunger is though?
Shut the fuck up. Every faggot has done that.
Yeah.
No. And, y'all know, like, the ear, the things they use to clean babies' ears out?
Ew, the little sucker up thingy?
Yeah, my parents had one in the...
For what?
Because I was a baby at one point.
And they kept it?
I guess so.
Who the fuck?
I don't know. Probably, I don't know. So I would clean that, obviously, and then I'd use it. I would, like, get a glass of water, and then it did not work too well, but...
So you filled it with water?
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah, I don't know. It was okay. It wasn't... Did you just wave at the hammer? Sorry, our friend is playing a surgeon simulator. I was like, is she waving at the hammer?
So you put the thing up, you
squeeze
it around.
Yes.
And then you release.
Bust it, yeah.
How did you feel that first time releasing?
It was very strange. It wasn't like having diarrhea. It was like, just like, ugh.
Chunky?
No, well, yeah, it just felt weird. I don't know. But, yeah.
Were you successful the first time you douche?
I wasn't douching to, like, douche. I was just, like, douching to... See what experiment. It was like, yeah.
How'd you learn about douching?
I looked it up. I was, because I had watched gay porn before. I was like, how they put it in the booty hole without getting, you know, on it? Yeah, and then I looked it up, and then I saw, like, tutorials on douching and stuff. I was like, okay, bet. Bat.
Okay, question number two.
So is this a pop quiz?
So you say that you're a kinky person.
Uh-huh.
Tell us what is your favorite kink or, like, favorite thing kink to do that's not vanilla.
I think armpits are really hot.
What do you do to the armpits?
Like, sniff and lick them.
You be licking the armpits?
Yeah.
Is there deodorant on?
No, if you have deodorant on, no.
Oh, okay, so just a, like, natural sweat. Man.
Yeah, I love man. Like, the smell of man is just, ooh.
So you'll suck a dirty dick?
Not a dirty dick. If it got a little bit of sweat on it, I'm like, that's fine. But if it's, like, dirty and crusty, and he, you know, he don't shower regularly...
Have you ever had to turn down a person for having a dirty dick?
No.
Is that because you're too nice, or just have you...
Yeah, I have, like, been down there and be like, ooh, these balls are a little McCrusty. But I'm like, just finish the mission, just, you know,
is that
get your head in the game.
Is that the straight men mostly?
Yeah, the DL men, they don't be washing nothing.
Ooh. Okay, so question number three. Tell me about the most weirdest...
pits and water sports is fun.
Everybody likes water sports.
Not everybody.
Who don't like being pissed on?
There's a lot of people.
Well, I was going to ask what water sports was, but you...
Yeah, it's piss.
All right.
It's pee.
But yeah, I'm a freak little bitch. I mean, I like bondage. I like choking. Submissive dominant.
So you're what folks think of the average gay guy is leather being pissed
on. Okay, I hate when people put us in a motherfucking box and the only thing they think about a gay person is who they're fucking. When you see a straight person, are you like, oh, they be fucking? No.
Yes, I do.
No, but you don't.
I'll be like, oh.
But you don't. You're not worried about that.
Oh yeah.
But when people see gay people, they're like, oh, that he be fucking him, or they want to know who's the top and the bottom. Like, it's so fucking annoying. Like, that's none of your fucking business. If I'm in a relationship and we ain't open or something, like, that's none of your fucking business. Like, straight people like to get in our motherfucking business. I'm like, bitch, take your little nappy ass little cop, go the fuck away.
A nappy-headed cop.
Is she nappy-headed?
Why are we talking about the cop?
Fuck the police. Anyways, were the police gonna sponsor this? Fuck the police.
Never mind. Okay, so...
Okay, sorry, we're back.
Okay, friend, so question number three. What's the most weirdest hookup you've ever had?
Weirdest hookup I've had? There was this one, it was like a Latino daddy-ish kind of.
Oh, I know the story.
Oh my god, yes you do. Is that my weirdest one?
I think...
My weirdest one was when I almost got raped. That one was weird as fuck.
Tell
both story. Of them.
Yeah, tell
okay. Oh my god. And I go over there. It's not in a nice neighborhood. And I go to his door. Did not look like his picture. And
oh, was he a catfish?
When he pulled his dick out, it did not look like the picture. It's a lot smaller, but it was uncut. I will suck any uncut dick. And that video I showed you yesterday. I'm fucking dead. So he pulls it out or whatever, and I'm like, Hold on. What?
You're jumping around the story. Mm-hmm. You got to his house.
Yeah, and like he answered the door. We went in.
Oh, so you saw his dick already?
Yeah, when I went in, he pulled his pants down.
Oh, he pulled it down. Okay.
It's not like we're going to chit-chat. This isn't a fucking tea party. It's, you know, come to my throat or whatever. Okay. And he pulls it out. I start sucking. It tastes like, you know that clean that is kind of like baby powder-ish?
Ooh.
Yeah, it tastes like he put baby powder on his little dick. And I was like trying to, I was trying my best. I was trying to complete it, you know, make sure, you know, but I was like, at one point, I just was doing this, and then he was like, oh, go deeper, yeah. I was like, bitch, I barely have to even do anything. and then I start looking at my phone, and then I called you, but you didn't answer. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I have to go because my brother is in the hospital.
That's kind of fucked up.
And he was like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah. And then I ran in my fucking car. And now the one where I almost got raped, not because he tried to, but because... So the thing is, it was on Surge. Did you ever use Surge?
No.
It's like Tinder, but...
Never use Surge. What is Surge?
It's like Tinder, but gay. So
Tinder is swipe, gay.
I know, but Surge is specifically for gay men.
For gays. Okay, I got you.
And so I had swiped right on him or whatever. He was cute, you know. He was, I think he was Brazilian.
Ooh.
No. He was Hispanic.
Colombian?
No, because his dick wasn't that big. And he didn't have no snow, so I don't know. y'all got snow, y'all got any snow.
Hey, babes, I'm
snow. Hey, babes. He was using, like, he was speaking English with me, right? But it wasn't like, it kind of, I could tell that it was not his first language.
So he was talking to you, or was he texting you in English?
Texting. So okay. He was texting, like, mom texts. I'm just kidding, mom. I love you.
Okay. No, that made a lot of sense. That made a lot of sense.
Mom, like, does the talk to text. She's like, I hope you have a great day, period. I'm like, oh, my God. When she talks to customers, I love.
Annoying. Okay, continue.
And so I kind of expected, oh, you know, he's not gonna like know, like he's not gonna be completely fluent in English, maybe. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, it's fine, you know. And because I'm not, you know, a racist bitch that thinks English is the only language we speak in this mm-hmm. This country of immigrants. And so I meet him in the Walmart parking lot. And shut the fuck up. I leave my little Dodge jar in the parking lot and go in his car. This is important.
Red flag. Why the fuck are you getting in the car with somebody else?
So we drive. We go to that buffet we went the other day.
Ooh.
We ate there. Did not fucking talk at all.
So would you get up and get food and then come back and then just sit there and not talk, just eat?
Literally. And I was looking around. I was like, because I thought this was going to be a date. I didn't even know we was going to do nothing.
So you thought it was a date?
Yes. So, and I was like,
And his ass just sitting there?
Yeah, look at him. He would look at me like this.
And then would eat. You should have spoken Spanish to him.
I didn't know Spanish. I know, like, a little bit of Spanish, though.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás? That ain't that Japanese.
No, that's gay.
Oh my god.
Okay, sorry. So, you know what? I'm at the buffet, he is each other.
Just,
it's fucking weird.
And then he took me back to his apartment, and his apartment wasn't in a really good part of
where we live. What's up with you and folks being in a bad neighborhood?
I don't know. Well, you know, the city we live near, it's basically the whole city is a bad neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense. Getting shot every day. There's always something going on. It's like, oh, this person got beat up at the club.
Like, this guy knocked out at the club. This man, he yelled at two police officers in the road.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, so you go back to his place.
Yeah, we go back
to his place. And were you like, why am I not going back to my car?
Yeah, I was like,
or did you know you were going back to his place?
I didn't know. I was like, oh, okay.
You should have said something like, hey, the fuck are you doing?
He didn't know English, Mama. And,
you should have texted him.
he's using fucking Google Translate. And we get to his apartment, and then he, like, says something. I'm like, oh, okay. And then he starts, like, he's
so
like...
So you don't know what he said?
He's like, I can't remember what he said. He, like, motioned. He did, like, the motion.
Oh, like, gotten, suck?
Yeah, and I was like, okay, you tell me to suck a dick, I'll suck a dick. And I went, I was like, sucking it or whatever. And he's uncut. It was a nice dick, you know?
Okay.
And I was sucking it. And the whole time I was thinking, why am I sucking his dick? I thought there was a date. Because I usually, if I'm going on a date with somebody, it's not like a date and fuck. It's a date. A date and maybe you'll get a kiss, maybe. But, because I'm classy. I'm saying, well, I'd be sucking dick at the lake and shit. Anyways, under the fucking dam. because I'm a messy bitch.
Okay, so you're sucking his little thing.
Big. Sucking it. And then he's like, get on the bed. I was like, okay. And then he starts.
He said that in English?
I see. He said something and, like, motioned toward the bed. I was like, oh, okay. You know. I was like, okay. And then... he, like, starts, like, grabbing on me and stuff. I'm like, okay, I mean, that's fine or whatever. And he starts trying to play with my butthole. I'm like, mama, I just ate Chinese food and I wasn't prepared for this.
Maybe he likes shit.
I guess so. And I'm like, oh, no. No. And then he's like, I'm like, no. No, mama. What? No. And then he, like, starts trying to put it in. I'm like, and then I push him. I'm like, the fuck are you doing? He was like, oh. And I think he realized that I was saying, like, I was telling him to stop. He was like, I think he said I'm sorry. I don't know. I think he knew, like.
Oh, that's kind of cute. Oh, like, he felt bad. Like, oh, my God, I'm sorry.
I think he felt bad.
He probably felt bad if he stopped.
Yeah.
Right? He stopped, right?
And he put he even put on a condom and shit. I was like, this man think he getting this pussy, he wrong. I mean, I would, but he didn't, we're not like, straight people. We can't just be, oh, just shove it in. You know, we got to prepare, mama. The souffle, the pussy needs preparing. It needs a little bit of time under the heat lamp.
Oh my God. Talk about heat lamp. So our friend is here also. We went to eat, us three. The waiter was fucking annoying. She kept coming back to us, like, every minute, which is fine, but, like, you just gave us the menu, mama. Hold on. But she comes with our food. It all looks amazing because it's food. And our friend's plate, the girl was like, here's your plate. Oh, I put your eggs up under the heat lamp to cook some more because I thought they weren't done. First of all, why the fuck would you tell a customer that?
Yes, why would you tell them that?
She...
And there was an eggshell in it.
Her eggs had an eggshell in it, and she cut into one egg. The egg was, like, raw as fuck.
Okay, she did ask for sunny side up, but still, it was raw as fuck. That shit was raw.
That was raw.
That was, like, some, I don't know.
Like,
see, it was raw, but I still ate that shit.
Though. You really did still eat that.
You fucked that shit
up. Eggshell at all, huh? Yeah.
But anyways, what were you talking about?
That guy.
Oh,
so he said, oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. And then it was really awkward going home. I was just like,
oh, he drove me to.
He had to drive me home.
You mean to your car?
Yeah, to my car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Did y'all ever talk again after that?
No.
He blocked you or you blocked him?
We just didn't talk.
He's sort of like, oh shit, I'm not trying to catch no fucking case. And this motherfucker looks like
I just raised some twink. I was a twink back then, so. He didn't. I'm not accusing him. He did not rape me, but. I mean,
ain't nobody said that. Before,
but, but it's whatever. Trauma.
Trauma or drama?
Trauma.
Both. Okay, so question number 4.
Bitch, this is a question. I think you already asked question 4.
Next question. Whatever.
Or, no, that was 3-4.
I think I knew what I was talking about. You fucked me up. Okay, so question number 4.
Do I come up with a question?
No, I'm about to tell you. I had to stare at you for a second because you tried me there for a little second. Okay, question number 4. Where's the most weirdest place you've ever hooked up at? The most sketchiest place.
I almost hooked up in a cemetery. But...
Tell that story, because what the fuck?
So, this guy messaged me on the G. He was an older gentleman. And we were talking. We sent pictures. Yep, the grinder. Like, on the G. The little grinder, the little coffee app. Ladies, if you're listening to this and you have a married or you have a boyfriend... Check your man's phone for a little orange mask. And if it says grinder, that man is getting dick in his booty hole. Anyways. the fuck was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, go on the G. Like, an older gentleman. He's very, you know, had a nice thing and stuff. And he came over and we fucked or whatever. And then... Yeah, and then after that, we were talking about, you know, what we're into and stuff, and because we were texting at this point, he said he likes to fucking cemeteries. I think I was having, like, I don't even know, I must have had, like, a, what's it called, dyslexic attack or something, because I've read it as creameries. I thought this motherfucker wanted to fuck in, like, a cow plant. Oh, like a cow where they be milking the cows and the cows be getting their udders sucked out, you know. So I was like, oh, I don't really know any, but I mean, I'll look for one. Because he's like, if you see any, let me know. Any good ones. I'm like, how many fucking cemeteries? There's a cemetery in every fucking town. Yeah. Like, but, and then, because I didn't know that's what he said. And then... The next day or so, he said, you found any good cemeteries? I'm like, any good what? And he was like, cemeteries? I was like, what about cemeteries? And he was like, because I like to fuck in them. I was like, oh, you want to fuck in a cemetery? And I blocked him.
Damn.
Who, like, I'm not going to fuck over somebody's Nana, you know?
It's Casper and him are about to Apple Tower you.
Yeah. Like, Casper, the friendly ghost, play with my butthole. No, I am. I'm not Kesha. I ain't gonna fuck a ghost.
Ah! Okay, question number 5. So since...
Bitch, how many questions?
So since you're a bottom, have you ever...
I'm first. Go ahead.
Since you're a bottom, have you ever experienced, like, group sex? And how was group sex for you being, like... the only bottom there, like, is it stressful?
I've never, well, the biggest group session I was in was 4, and I wasn't the only bottom.
Oh, that's good.
But in, like, threesomes, like, I've, like, slept with couples and stuff. It's pretty fun. I mean, I don't know, they just, fuck you. I think the idea of, like, a top couple having, like, a third bottom, I think that's really hot.
How can they be a top couple?
You don't have to both be, you don't have to be opposites. I mean, there's straight couples that fuck their husbands in the ass, so.
You right.
I didn't mean it like that.
I
didn't think so. She's not even
picking me. Is she awake?
This bitch be fucking people in the ass.
Hey, now. Downtime.
Okay, downtime. Right,
so, we'll be back after this break.
Okay.
Hey, we're back. And Tanner, he's going to resume on his start to finish on blowjobs.
Oh my god. I think we record this whole episode has been a mess. So
like a mess.
I'm a mess. I started with like kissing and stuff, and I make my way down. I'll kiss and like rub on the bulge or whatever, and I'll take their pants off or the shorts, and then I'll kiss the underwear. And
the dogs.
Oh, and I'll just kiss the underwear and stuff, and then I'll pull it out. I'll go slow with slow deep strokes, you know, and shit. And I'll like be working the head. I don't use my hands. Hands are for amateurs, mama. Use that throat, ladies. Use that throat, and you know. On the head. If you're like a bad, you nibble on it.
She said that guys like when she bites on me. I was like,
imagine that thing biting your dick. That'd be like putting your dick in a fucking grinder, and not the gay kind. A fucking meat grinder. I do a lot of like licking and like kissing on the penis. And then my favorite part of a man is the balls. They're so fun. They're like boobs.
Oh, okay.
They're like boobs.
Okay.
They're like boobs for a dick. So, and then it's just so fun to squeeze them and just like play with them. Oh my gosh, they're so fun. Anyways, and you know, and I don't stop sucking until he has finished. And even after he finished, keep sucking that dick until he tells you to stop and swallow. Because spitters are what?
Quitters.
Yay! And actually today's, the letter of the day is, D for dick sucker.
Dick.
you know that cupcake song, best dick sucker? That was me. I wish there was an Olympics for dick sucking, because I would get, like, every gold
medal. And what makes you think that you're the best?
because everyone gives me great reviews. So.
Okay, but Hey Babe said yesterday that drug dealers know about her head game.
One drug
I don't
dealer.
Know why she said that, but...
Because she'd be buying drugs.
Hey, Babe.
Got some snow, babe. I'm fucking deceased.
Yeah, her ass is the one who said that. So, you never had a bad review.
Mm-mm.
How were you your first time giving head?
I was a little scared.
Have you ever thrown up on a dick?
I wouldn't say it's throw up, but like when you get choked so hard, like your spit. Uh-huh. There's a guy that wanted me to do that on his dick. There are guys that literally want you to puke on their dick. I never like puked on it, but
okay,
because I don't have like that much of a gag reflex. So
you're just out.
But I do have this unfortunate thing that happens sometimes when I'm sucking dick. And that is getting a bloody nose.
You get bloody noses?
So, it's like, I don't
damn. Know.
I don't know if there's like a secret button in the back of my throat, but...
Well, your eyes, ears, nose, and throat are connected. Well, your ears and throat are connected. So, if your throat is getting damaged, it's probably going to fuck up with your nose.
I don't know, but it's just like, and then... I think it's happened 2 or 3 times. Well, actually, probably more than that. But the first time that happened, I was given a... Not me exposing myself. I was given someone head in a Quick Trip in the summer. And
in the Quick Trip? Like, in the
parking lot.
Oh, okay.
In the summer. I was, you know, down on there. And I got a bloody nose. And he was like, oh, just use my coat. I was like, I'm not going to put my blood on your coat. And he was like, no, it's fine. It's fine. He was like a really sweet older man. So I'm sorry for the random blood. He probably got thrown in prison because he had blood on it or something. Probably thought he murdered a bitch.
It was an older man. So the first dick you sucked, it was an older man.
No, that's not the first thing I ever
saw. That's what we asked you. The first time you sucked dick.
No, I mentioned that an unfortunate thing that happened.
Oh.
But the first time I did, I can't remember.
it happened a lot of times.
Yeah. But, yeah. I just like sucking dick. I'm a good dick sucker. So.
And what do you benefit from that?
Well, since I'm more of like a submissive kind of person, so...
A submissive bottom? Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. So I don't need to get off. Like, my mission is to make I guess, the master happy and make him... Like, if a guy finishes, that makes me happy. Like,
so you're
like,
satisfied.
I'm like, I did that.
You did that.
Like, yeah.
So to me, it's an ego thing. Yeah.
Ego? That makes no sense.
Yeah, your ego, bitch, is hype then, because...
Because I'm trying to make someone else happy?
You get off on that and think that you're the best because you do that. Because
I am. I am the best.
Why?
I'm
the best bitch
doing it. Doing it. I'm the
best
bitch doing it. Because Nicki Minaj taught me, you know, because I'm the best bitch doing it, doing it. I'm the best bitch.
She gives good head.
I mean, her husband's a pedophile, so Nicki's kind of over, but.
But that bitch got money. And
I'm just kidding, Barbs. Don't kill me. I love Nicki.
Yeah, Barbs. Yeah, we're Barbs.
Yeah, we're Barbs. We can rap motorsport right now, but we're not gonna
ride the dick like a BMX. No, nope. Wanna be my ex. I love when he go on tour, becomes more when I see him. Let's get Offset off. I turn Offset on. I told him the other day, man, we should sell that porn. Yeah, Cardi B, I'm back, bitches. I don't wanna hear them acting different. Same hoes that be talking about me, the same lips that be ass kissing. Those hoes that be saying they are pussy, think they catfishing.
Same hoes that be sending shots. Reaching out like a back kitchen.
Why would I hop in some beef when I could just hop in a port? You heard she? Don't do one from who? Without a reliable source. So tell me, have you seen her? Let me wrap my weave up. I'm the Trampolina. Damn it, I got Selena. Skirt.
Motorsport.
Watch your man. You should watch your mouth. These bitches is pressed and minister mouth to mouth. You see them stacks? You know what I am about.
I am a champ.
I'm like about. Attention, I'ma need you to face front. Y'all don't wanna smoke with me, this is a lace front. My crowd won't fit, and they're pulling no face dust. My crowd won't fit on your bum ass lace front. You bitches catch the face, shout out my nigga Lil Boosie.
I got hit the face,
he get hit with that Uzi. I got Ricky, he say let me like Lucy. Y'all,
get you a straw,
nigga, cause you this pussy is juicy. This Javonsky is custom made, you can't get that sex though. I work no office, I'll be copying that fax though.
I blanked out.
Yeah, you did, bitch.
But you know, I can rap it.
We know you got it. I don't know why we did that, but thank you guys for watching our show, listening to our show today. We had a great time. Now you guys are more in tune on Tanner. He's just a little kinky pig bottom sucking dick. I don't know what he is, but he is my little best friend or whatever. But y'all have a blessed and prosperous day. I'm not gonna say happy holidays. I'm gonna say happy Thanksgiving almost.
Happy holidays.
Not happy Thanksgiving, and have a merry motherfucking Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Why? Why do people say happy holidays?
Because there are
why are you cutting out Christmas?
How is that cutting out Christmas?
Because just say Christmas.
There are other religions and other fucking holidays going on around Christmas. Christmas is the only fucking holiday, mama.
What other holidays?
There's fucking Kwanzaa. There's fucking... Ow! Ow! My fucking finger. Fuck! Ow!
What the fuck?
Kwanzaa. There's fucking Hanukkah. There's so many...
So happy holidays?
That's covering everybody. So... Anyways, we'll see y'all later. Have a great, merry Christmas, crappy holidays.
And I'm Freddie.
I'm Tanner.
And we're gay besties.
Ciao.